Where is it?
There they go. Everybody's light on?
Yeah.
Literally? Okay, good. Eloquently, Assistant Chief said, wordsmith. Roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Axia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Move to approve the journal of September 13th, 2018.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone, members of Congress. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning, and we were reporting Bill ONCA 1835, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Barrel Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. The three yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Bill ONCA 1844, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $551,737 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Bill ONCA 1846, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $240,041 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1856, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation in the amount of $176,650 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is R.J. Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. And resolution ONCR 1824, a resolution to clarify the series of events leading up to the filing of Pratt versus Nolan. CB 2017-01 to state that relief sought by Pratt versus Nolan has not been rendered and to clarify the course of actions taken by the Osage Nation Congress. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to report for the Appropriations Committee. We met yesterday and considered Bill Number ONCA 1839, an act to amend Section 2-311 of Title 15 to remove the 10% to amend Section 2.3 of Title 15 to remove the 10% limit on line item shifting and to include $25,000 limit on shifting to unfunded line items and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman is a sponsor of that bill. Committee final action was due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes was Whitehorn, Potts, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler. Voting yes and one no vote with Congressman Goodfox. The next legislative bill we considered was ONCA 1852, an act to amend ONCA 16107 that created the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor of that bill. The final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes was Whitehorn, Potts, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler. Voting no was Goodfox. And the final bill we considered was Bill Number ONCA 1859, an act to amend Section 2-311 of Title 15 to require the Treasurer to report the total amount of unassigned revenues and unobligated funds to the Osage Nation Congress, to require the total to be distributed to the Economic Development Fund, Retained Revenue Fund, and the Permanent Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Potts, Stabler, Big Horse. Voting no were Goodfox and Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Government Operations met to consider ONCA 1851, an act to authorize and appropriate $370,483 for merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The co-sponsor is Eli Potts. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, and Maker, two absent, Pratt and Whitehorn.
Okay, thank you. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none. We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none. Now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 1834, an act to authorize and appropriate $25,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Reading in ONCR 1826, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and the consent to jurisdiction to DDS Plastics for services to be provided for the Osage Nation membership identification card.
All right, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to read ONCR 1827, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on the behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019.
Okay, thank you. We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1854. An act to authorize and appropriate $850,000 to the Treasury Office from the Retained Revenue Fund to pay expenses of Baker Tilly and the debts identified by it as incurred on behalf of Osage LLC and its subsidiaries and Tallgrass LLC, which are due and owing as of the effective date of this act, and to contract for a monitor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1835, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. You have 8 minutes. How would you like to spend your time? Congresswoman Edwards.
It'll be short. Thank you. This is a fund that houses monies available to Osage families in their time of grief to help them provide a final resting place for their loved ones. It's available to all Osage families. Approximately 100 a year utilize the fund. This amount is sufficient based on historic numbers to satisfy those requests for this fiscal year, excuse me, and I would urge its support.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against ONCA 1835? Congresswoman Edwards?
Waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 1835 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 1844, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $551,737 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 1844? Okay, seeing none. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I waive my time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 1844 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 1846, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $240,041 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Close.
Okay, are there any members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 1846? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker's Assistant Chief, members of Congress, this is a new bill that we have passed. We passed it in FY18 to assist the Minerals Council in paying their space cost and their indirect cost that's owed to the nation, so that the total appropriation of $240,041 is divided between their occupancy cost, which is $68,110, and $171,931 of indirect costs. So I just thought maybe the Osage public might be interested in knowing that this is kind of a new thing that we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 1856 pass? No, 1846, I'm sorry.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCA 1856, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation in the amount of $176,650 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I'll close. Are there any members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none. Phone's not wanting to work. Just want to point out these are federal funds. They are funds that are, they go through the Division of Energy and the and Minerals Development, and they are Department of Interior funds. Briefly read the scope of the project. Osage Orphan Digitization and Well Survey. The oil and gas project proposes an economic feasibility study to assess the potential benefits of geologic characterization and to gather and analyze oil and gas data on the Osage Nation Reservation to help the tribe manage their oil and gas resources, promote leasing, and maximize their events from future production. I would urge a yes vote. Thank you. I'm going to have to start using my reading glasses, as bad as I hate to give in. The question is, shall ONCA 1856 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Alternate effective date passes. We are now on ONCR 1824, a resolution to clarify the series of events leading up to the filing of Pratt versus Nallen to state that relief sought by Pratt versus Nallen has not been rendered and to clarify for posterity the course of actions taken by the Osage Nation Congress. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. Congressman Potts?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members that wish to speak for or against ONCR 1824? Congresswoman Edwards?
The Constitution of the Osage Nation, ratified by the Osage people in March of 2006, states that the judicial branch of the Osage Nation shall have powers which include adjudication of certain civil matters, the redress of grievances, the resolution of disputes, and to review decisions of Osage Nation administrative agencies. This resolution sets forth the series of events undertaken by the previous Congress over a year ago to engage the constitutionally mandated body the judicial branch of the Osage Nation to help resolve a dispute, an important dispute whereby an administrative agency of the Osage Nation caused $250,000 appropriated for salaries and wages of an educational institution to be withdrawn from the treasury for the purported lease purchase of a building. The Congress has expended to date over $25,000 in attorney's fees in an attempt to learn the details of this transaction. An attorney named Brad Hilton was named as a defendant because he purportedly holds the deed to the building in his office safe. To date, the Congress has never seen evidence that Mr. Hilton was retained by the nation or any agency to act on its behalf in any capacity. Neither the Attorney General nor the former Comptroller retained this individual, so it simply made sense for the Congress to discover how this transaction came about, how the deed ended up in a safe, and to try to recover that deed, as we've been told that property was sold and not leased by the other defendants named the Nolans. In order to obtain that deed, it is proper for the Osage Nation courts to order that person, that defendant, to turn it over. Otherwise, that person can simply continue to hold it unless he decides to somehow present it to the Congress, present it to the nation, present it to someone so that it can be filed. Who that presentation might be to remains unknown to me. This resolution recites why the matter hasn't been adjudicated through the nation's trial court. It also recites why, or it probably doesn't tell you why, but it tells you the fact that because the case has been dismissed, it will not be adjudicated through the Osage Nation trial court. That's because the case was dismissed with prejudice, which means it cannot be refiled at any time about the acts and events that lead up to where we are today. It also means that the nation will not be able to recover the $25,000, over $25,000 it expended in attorney fees to try to obtain the facts and that deed through what I contend is a proper place, the Osage Nation's trial court. It does, however, suggest and express the will of the Congress that it wants to get that deed for the nation and get it filed so that the nation owns the property. I am in support of the resolution.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against the resolution? Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congresswoman Pratt.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I wanted to get up and I believe that minds are made up on the resolutions that are before us with this body. So my debate is not to change minds, but just to explain my vote of why I'm going to support this resolution. I believe that the events are laid out fairly well in this resolution of what's taken place. So I'm not going to rehash that to a huge extent. I will say that we have two competing resolutions on this specific subject about procuring the deed from the property that was purchased in Sky 2. We have one that's been filed by Speaker Walker and one that's been filed by Congressman Potts. And the resolving now, therefore, let it be resolving clauses are very different. And I can support the first one, but I cannot support the language of the second one. And I'm going to give you the reasons why. And Congress agreed that executive actions involving the Nowlin purchase lease arrangement was a possible overreach of authority and possibly disregarded Osage law. The decision was made by Congress to let the courts rule on the conflict. I believe that Congresswoman Edwards very adeptly stated that that's for three-branch government. When there's a dispute, it rightfully belongs in the Osage Nation Trial Court because we operate under a separation of powers moving forward in this government. So the decision was made by Congress to let the courts rule on the conflict to get clear direction on the budget, appropriation, expenditure authorities, and powers, and to get the deed of the property outside of the executed purchase lease agreement. So the two resolutions that are before me that are competing resolutions to do so, the one filed by Speaker Walker asks for us to execute the deed to the property within the lease purchase agreement that I believe that members of Congress agree is questionable. The property was purchased up front, $250,000. The sellers thought they sold the property to the nation, but it was wound up and contained within a lease purchase agreement where we have all the obligations of a property owner. So this will allow the chief to The resolution that is filed by Speaker Walker, that's a competing resolution, it will allow the chief to exercise the option to remove the executed deed out of Mr. Hilton's safe for filing according to the language of the lease to which Congress brought court action. We will be ratifying a transaction that most of Congress, when we made the vote to ask the courts the question, that most Congress members think was wrong and highly questionable. I can't be of two minds about this issue. I was one of the Congress members that voted. We should have the courts resolve these questions that we have. So as a Congress member, I can't turn around today and be of two minds.
1 minute.
I cannot be of two minds about the issue and authorize a transaction once alleged to be a misappropriation of funds, possible illegal purchase, and other actions that took place within the lawsuit, such as a deliberate withholding of subpoenaed documents in violation of a court order. I believe that a formal agreement should be in place. I support and I'm going to vote for this resolution because it tells the chief, go get that deed. We want the deed. We don't want to give the property back. But it tells the chief, go get the deed. But it's outside of that the questionable lease purchase agreement that got us into this lawsuit anyway. So that is why I'm supporting this resolution. I cannot support the one that executes it within the questionable lease purchase arrangement. So thank you very much.
Are there any other members who would, Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Well, what I wanted to, I guess, overall state, there is a lot in this resolution, and then I believe that there are some things missing. And one of those specifically, and I feel importantly, is that seven members of the 5th Congress agreed to dismiss this lawsuit. And that's with the previous speaker, and now that we have a new speaker, it has been discussed to withdraw the dismissal, and that has not taken place because not enough members of the 6th Congress agree to move forward with this or to rescind the dismissal, including the current speaker. So I don't know where everyone stands on this. I don't know if it will, how it's going to be voted on, as Congresswoman Whitehorn, I don't know if your mind's made up, but I wish that that had been amended in, and I probably should have done that, so, because it's still going to be, it's still going to appear, and I feel that that's a piece that's missing. Let me see what else. Also, the information, in reviewing the information and speaking with our legal counsel, that discussion that took place in listening to what the end result might be, he stated to me, which is something that I feel that we can do as a nation. And I've told the chief and assistant chief that in the past, and I've been verbal about it here in the Congress, that I don't want to pay these white men to dance. And I don't want to move forward with things that I think that we should come together and work out ourselves. There is a bill, and there was many money, the $25,000, but moving forward, it would have been even more expensive for something that we can work ourselves. But most importantly, again, 7 members of the 5th Congress agreed to dismiss this lawsuit, and there are several sitting here today. So I think that is missing from this in the event that it passes. So I'm sure there's other things I have to say, but that's I think that's most important. And I just wanted to make sure that I stated that, because we could go back and forth and back and forth on this. So thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against the resolution? I will. Briefly, I was one of the members of the 5th Congress who voted in favor of initiating the lawsuit. This is true. I believe that was done unanimously at the end of one of our session meetings. I was also one of the members that spoke with former Speaker Pratt and expressed to her that I was in favor of dismissing the case. I didn't feel like the end game or the end result was worth spending dozens of thousands of the people's money. That was a big reason why I supported the dismissal. I became Speaker of the 6th Congress. Early on, I sent an email out to each member asking for direction. Wanted to carry out the will of the 6th Congress. Basically said if there are 7 members of Congress that express to me by email or other written means, I will rescind the dismissal. That didn't happen. I feel like I've carried out the will, the majority of Congress. I'll be voting no for this resolution. Thank you. Any other members who wish to speak for or against? Congressman Potts, you have 8 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will keep in the tradition of keeping comments brief. I was watching an interview last night, or 2 nights ago, with Bob Woodward, the man responsible for the incredible reporting that became known as the Watergate scandal that ultimately ended the presidency of Richard Nixon. And someone asked him, how do you still get people to talk to you? You're a reporter. You are notorious for writing these books that tell everything. How do you still get people to talk to you? And he said, in the CIA, they teach you to let the silence suck out the truth. And that was somehow a familiar practice. In the classroom at the University of Oklahoma, one of the most powerful teaching tools was to ask the question of class as the professor, and then restrain yourself while the students squirm in their chairs to come up with the answer, because that was very telling. You knew if they knew the answer. I wrote this resolution because I thought that it was the best way to let the public know what had transpired, why the Congress had felt the need to file Pratt versus Nolan in the first place. It was supposed to be informative, but as many of you are aware, the desire for it to go away has created something more. It is the opposite of informative. So, in keeping with the tradition of short comments, I ask today that you let my silence speak for itself. I won't explore the details of this resolution, as some have suggested I do. I believe that there are plenty of people who have voiced their desire for this resolution to go away, and I agree that it's inconvenient, as the truth sometimes is. So this speech won't say much, because I believe that the 150 pages contained in these exhibits speak for themselves. I yield my time, Mr. Speaker.
The question is, shall ONCR 1824 pass?
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
McCarthy.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Baker.
No.
Speaker Walker.
No. Resolution fails. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Government Operations 1 to 250. Following this meeting, we should be able to report out ONCA 1848. That's for the benefit of appropriation.
All right, well, that's impressive. Are there any other motions and notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land meets IFS today, immediately following the session.
Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet today at 3 o'clock.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I do have the IFS meeting today, so I don't know that a committee of the whole is appropriate, but maybe it is. I would like to know where we are in our committees. I believe Congresswoman Pratt let me know that she's are you completely finished with culture?
Let's go ahead and move into the Committee of the Whole. We can okay. Take care of that in 2 minutes.
Move to go into the Committee of the Whole for the purpose of discussing the logistics of the ONCA 1848.
Second.
Motion to go into the executive, or go into the Committee of the Whole. To Committee of the Whole. By Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congressman Bickhorst. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
So to make sure I'm doing this the right way, we are preparing a motion to report our sections, and then we'll present a committee report, but it will be going to appropriations, correct?
Is that in discussion regarding?
Sorry.
Oh. All of those in favor of going into Committee of the Whole say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Congresswoman Edwards, carry on.
There's the question.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Committee report, well, the clerks and I have talked about it, looks something like this. It reviews each section that you've gone through, on what date, whether amendments were made to it. If there were amendments to the in your committee, it's going to show, and you're going to come out with one committee report. My question is, I'm trying to plan time for the Appropriations Committee to convene and meet once everybody is able to report out with their sections. So I was kind of trying to get a timeline of when the bill would completely come back together. I don't think we can have a committee substitute drawn up until everything is out of committee. So does that answer your question that you asked, Congresswoman Edwards?
It does.
Okay. So, for example, I have two sections left in Commerce. We're going to try to cover them today in our committee meeting. I'm not sure that we'll get to them because other agenda items are before it. So I believe Congresswoman Pratt says she's finished with culture. Congresswoman Edwards, you're going to be able to report out today also?
We will vote to report. We will take the action that the committee needs to take, and the committee report will be ready to read on Monday.
Okay, thank you. And Congressman Maker, your chair.
Yeah, education, we still have to go over the Wheelers because of the reorganization. They had to go redo the entire budget, so we were late getting them back. So we're going to try to finish that up next week.
And this isn't in any way to rush what you do in your committee. I'm just trying to get an idea. So next week?
Yes.
About Wednesday, I think is Wednesday scheduled?
Yes, Wednesday scheduled to finish that up.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Okay, so, because I haven't seen, all right, let me just make sure I'm straight, because when you said the committees meet and vote on the action, okay, we're finished with all of our sections. That's what I know so far. So then we need to come back and vote on this committee report, stating all of ours. Okay, because I was wondering how we were going to generate that. So that's what, okay,
that's what
just making sure I include this on our next meeting, because we're finished with our 1848 review.
Okay.
But we will continue to have meetings on legislation. So I'll make sure that won't be till Monday.
Yes, so I'll go ahead and hand this, pass that down to Chairman Maker and Chairman Mason. That's kind of what the committee report draft of it is going to look like. So you can keep those. The clerks furnished them to me. That's how they're keeping track of our work that we're doing in committee.
Congresswoman Pratt, you said that your committee is through with the sections in 1848.
With the section review, yeah.
Now, isn't it the Appropriations Committee's desire that the committee chairs move the sections back to the Appropriations Committee?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Let me be clear. I think, is that what we just discussed? Was that we're going to get this committee report and go back? That's why I was asking her if we go back. I have to go back and get with my committee so that we actually report, or excuse me, vote on the committee report to report it back. And then, so, yes.
Okay, good. Congressman Mason?
Yes, Health and Social Services has a full plate. We will continue to review our assignments given to us. I'm looking at the 20th being complete, which will be Thursday.
Okay. Thank you. That's really why I wanted to have this conversation, so I could plan the meetings. Thank you so much for indulging me. Move to exit Committee of the Whole.
Second.
Motion to exit Committee of the Whole by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, we are out of Committee of the Whole. Are there any other motions and notices? Congressman Tillman?
Lunch will be served today at noon for the Congress back in the break room.
Okay, thanks for coordinating that. I would just state that we're basically at the halfway point. I appreciated the hard work of the committees, the budget. The process is going as painless as I've ever been a part of. It's encouraging. I think that's due to the previous Congresses and the executive branch finally figuring out how to budget it a little bit better. So kudos to the executive branch for bringing over budgets that don't have unnecessary spending. Unfortunately, we are in a position where we are hitting our heads against the wall or the ceiling, right? And the wall. We're bumping our heads on the ceiling.
Please don't.
We're not slitting our throats.
Or slitting their throats, he says. So I think it's a good time. The weekend is here. We can all take a deep breath. I've recognized some tension. That's not uncommon. In fact, it's quite normal. I've appreciated the professionalism exhibited by the individuals, and I just want to remind myself and others that the next couple weeks, historically, gets compressed and more intense, more stressful. So think about that this weekend, get some rest, and we are at adjournment.
Think about it?
10 a.m. on Monday?
No. Just to relax and not think about it.
10 a.m. on Monday, right?
Yes. Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. on Monday.
Seconded
by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
I thought you gave us a break.
We'll be thinking about it over the weekend.
I am gone. I refuse.
Put that down.
I couldn't go to sleep last night because I was thinking about this stuff.
I know.